The Ancestral Well. Instructive stories from teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A village pandit was very much devoted to his departed father. The father is the God incarnate. We are enjoying all earthly pleasures simply by his mercy only. So I do not accept any creator or Godhead except my father. Pita Swarga Pita Dharma Pita Hi Paramam Tapa Pitari Piti Vapanne Priyante Sarva Devata. To chant the name of Father, to meditate on the image of Father, and to give offerings to the ancestral forefathers are my daily rituals. My great-grandfather have built this well. My father had also always used this well water for the family. I will also always use water for my family from this ancestral well. This would be the best way to worship my forefathers. However, in due course of time, after 3 or 4 generations of the family covering 150 years or so, the stagnant water of the well had become extremely putrid. It was no longer suitable for drinking or general use, as a huge mass of filth, mud and all types of plants had decomposed in it. There were also lots of decomposing dead frogs. As such, it has become completely infected with deadly bacteria. The pandit would never allow his family members to drink any other water except from this filthy ancestral well. The pandit, so loyal to his father, had a number of sons and grandsons, all of whom died from various diseases. Eventually, even his wife died of a contagious disease. The pandit also suffered from many ailments. There were quite a number of tube wells in the village, and the river Ganges was also flowing only a few miles away from there. The villagers would always advise the pandit, "Please stop using the water from that contaminated well and drink water from Ganges or at least from other tube wells." Our great-grandfather had built a draw well for our family's use. The water drawn from this well happened to be widely known as the sweetest and clearest of all the wells in the village. Worshipping the forefathers is the perfection of life. I offer my worship to my forefathers by drinking water only from this well. My forefather had declared that this water is even sweeter and cleaner than the Ganges water. Hence, I shall always drink water from this well. But the filthy water of this well has killed your entire family. All my family members have been liberated by drinking the water of this well. They are with my forefathers. You call this water filthy, but I call it nectar. We should destroy the well to ensure good health in the village. When the pandit saw them approaching, he bent on the well to protect it in such a stubborn mood of loyalty to his ancestral forefathers that it appeared to the authorities that not even royal power could ever destroy it. Purport. Persons who are adamant in getting initiated from a particular ancestral Goswami also demonstrate such an obstinate attitude. Anyone claiming himself to be one's ancestral spiritual master may not be truly qualified through continued derogation of dignity and position. Note: Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada used to say, "A doctor's son may not necessarily be a true doctor. Those who are careless about their own welfare, extremely lazy and guided by the pleasure principle, never take the pain to search out their true bona fide spiritual master."